Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin always does an awesome job, so I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. And thanks, Grace Nurture, Grace View, Church of Christ, for being such a consistent group of loving Christians who is insistent upon keeping this program active and on the air for this. I'm thankful, and I hope we all on the telecast will be thankful as well. Today's lesson will be entitled, Timidity and Fear Are Not an Option. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 7, will be our text. When writing this epistle, Paul was in prison for preaching Jesus. He did not correspond to a church, but to an individual who may have not been ready for leadership at the time. Timothy had joined Paul in Derbe as a very young man who, at the time, found favor among the church. Even though Timothy seemed to be a very spiritual-minded person, at the time of Paul's writing of these two divinely inspired books, 1 and 2 Timothy, he appears to have some issues that challenged him deeply. Thus, more than 25 times, Paul encourages him to be courageous, bold, and stand firm. It is more likely that Timothy had come from a religiously divided home, received, according to the Bible, his pretty much church raised by his mother and his grandmother. Evidently had perhaps some health issues. He was told to have some wine for his stomach and off the infirmities. He may have been challenged with favoritism and potentially easily influenced. He had some relationship issues with perhaps potential morality or heresies, and other things he had. So he was a challenged person, but he was a preacher because at the time, Timothy was primarily a primary leader in the church at Ephesus, and it may have lost his motivation to be in leadership during these challenging times of the church. These times were difficult for Christians, and they were being bitterly persecuted even for things they did not do. To be called to leadership was something Timothy was not quite ready for at the time. But the Apostle Paul, one who converted him and no doubt was his father in the gospel, had these words to say in these two books, and precisely this book here, to encourage this young man. And he says these very things in verse 3, beginning, I thank God whom I serve in my spirit, and I serve my forefather with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that is in thee also. Whereof I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoners, but be thou a partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. No doubt some of us, even though we have been called to ministry, we may not be a primary leader in the church, and then, of course, we may be. But there are some challenging things that come along with being in ministry, whether you're a Sunday school teacher, youth director, ladies group, kids ministry, maintaining the nursery, outreach, event planner, whatever function you have in the Lord's church, it can be quite intimidating at certain times. But primarily speaking, in Timothy's case, just like Jeremiah, the culture, his surroundings were starting to eat away at him, and no doubt he was thrust in a role that he had to straighten out the leaders of the local church. He had to get entangled with men who weren't quite as Christian as they should have been. He was perhaps sickly in a way, and there was relationship issues he had. And he was beginning to be overwhelmed. And as a result, and even more so, Paul had encouraged him, do not be ashamed, do not be embarrassed of the testimony of Jesus. I think that's where we want to focus our lesson on this morning, how that even modern-day believers, we have seemingly become ashamed of the gospel concerning Christ, and we're not telling as many, if anyone, about our relationship and our love for Jesus. And often it's because of timidity and fear. When I think of timidity, I'm reminded of a rabbit who sticks his head out of the hole and nervously he looks to the left, he looks to the right, he looks all around, and sometimes they'll ease their way out carefully. Sometimes they'll retreat back in, they'll come out again, and they do it a couple of times, and they become emboldened. And they'll ease their way out, try to find something, because they know that the lion or the larger animal somewhere near the hole waiting for them to come out, and they have to come out in order to survive, but they know that they're at risk. Even in the Christian world, in our culture, we have to go out and about in our culture, and we see things, and we will be asked things, and we must say things regarding those things that we're asked and regarding those things that we see. If we are to be a light of the world, if we are to be ready to give an answer to everyone that asks us of the reason of the hope that's in us, we can't allow timidity or fear to stand in the way. We can't be ashamed of our preachers. That's what he chose to do. Here's my preacher. Here's my preacher. Don't be ashamed to identify with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't be ashamed to acknowledge that you are a child of God, that you believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins, rose again the third day, ascended on high, making intercession for us, and one day he's coming back, and I believe that with all my heart. I also believe that Jesus was born of a virgin birth. He died, and he rose again the third day, and he's coming back to save those who love him. We cannot in any way, in any form or fashion, be ashamed of that message and be ashamed of the doctrine of the cross concerning Christ being here. And so we've got to understand that God did not give us the spirit of timidity, of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and sound mind. When we talk about the spirit God gave us, Christians believe that there is one God in three persons. God, the Spirit, was given to believers at Pentecost and is received first at conversion and then in subsequent feelings throughout the Christian life. We ought to be filled with the Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:18, allow timidity to overpower us. Timidity and fear are sure signs that we are not full of the Spirit. It doesn't necessarily mean that we do not have the Holy Spirit, but we lack in fullness, walking in and by him. Thus, the Holy Spirit against the culture. When I say culture, as of our time, and note also the culture of Timothy's time, the church is a counterculture organization. We are to change the culture, or we are to be an example to the culture. And when you don't conform to the culture will turn on you. There are those who've been imprisoned, lied upon, put to death in Timothy's culture. In our culture, we are considered and we're labeled as haters of our preachers, homophobic, all kind of phobias is we're labeled. We can't allow those to affect us. We can't allow the possibility of someone calling the police and saying we are teaching one Lord, one faith, and down with all other religions, down with homosexuality and lesbianism and transgenderism and all the other isms that the gospel does condemn. We can't be timid nor fearful to tell the truth in love, that is. You see, Paul encourages Timothy to be brave in the face of hardships. Paul reminds Timothy that he is being prayed for and comes from a strong faith family. Paul also reassures Timothy that they are both in service of the same God who gave them the spirit of power and of love and self-control. Love can only come from God, unlike human love. That's it. God's love never fails. Without the Spirit of God, this kind of love, along with the complete absence of hate, is impossible. Got to have God's support. We're talking about sound mind. The concept of a sound mind has more to do with our attitude than we realize. If our mind is sound, it is uncluttered with the cares of this world. It recognizes the power of God and love for us. However, having to maintain a sound mind requires constant work, a positive approach, and an acceptance of both the good and the bad. It needs continuous stirring. And so today's lesson, I want to leave you with this. What about these days amid cancel culture? Are we afraid of what the culture will say today regarding our faith? Will it cause us to be timid and fearful to the point that we won't say anything or do anything in the name of Jesus? May God bless you and may he keep you as our message today. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this day. We open trusted as you challenged your young man, Timothy, through the writings of the Apostle Paul, that we would be challenged and brought to a state of considering or consideration of where we stand when it comes to our surroundings. Are we like the prophet Jeremiah, overwhelmed by our surroundings and willing to give up, call it quits? Or are we like Paul, who never gave in, who could write and encourage others to bring out the best in others? We're told to be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, so much as you know your labor is not in vain. The Lord, allow us to have this mindset that we will not be timid, that we will not be fearful, that we will not go off into the night, we will not fear the darkness. May God bless us and may keep us in our prayers. Amen.